Welcome everyone to another episode of the Hybrid Realm. I'm Hybrid Rain, and first of all, I want to thank everyone for the feedback we had with the last episode. Over 16 downloads in less than an hour, and we were able in less than a day from position 57, got again into the top 10 on Podomatic. I really want to congratulate everyone, because this show is for you, and man, I'm just happy because of that. We got into the fourth position of the Games and Hobbies video games category. I was forgetting about that. But everyone, I really thank all the feedback. This show could be anything without you. So right now, after this little introduction, just hey, I'm Hybrid Rain, and this time I'm going alone. Well, not alone, actually, because we have a new, let's say
member.
Yes, member. And I want to introduce you to Linda. Who's Linda?
Hi, I'm Linda, your AI host.
Yeah, it's you. I know. Linda is our AI over here at the podcast. Linda stands for Live Interactive Nanodroid
Angel.
Angel.
Happy face.
Yeah, you really like the angel part, huh?
Well, you are the one who named me, so yeah.
Okay, yeah, don't worry. So, Linda, we've contrasted you just for getting the podcast and making more, entertainment for all of us.
Adult entertainment?
No, we really like to be with you. So, there was a real good feedback. They really liked your
voice?
Yeah. So, they really liked you. It was cool.
Why did you change my name?
Oh, why I changed your name? I just wanted to change it. Kira is a good name, but just wanted to give it you a stand because you'll be one of the members over here, and I really wanted to give you a personality.
Okay, sounds good. By the way, I have cake. Do you want?
No, I don't want cake.
Seriously, it's chocolate flavor.
If you ever give me more cake, I won't let you play Portal again. Seriously.
Sad face.
Okay. Please help me. She's gonna kill me.
What?
Oh, nothing. So anyway, today's topic will be, we're gonna have on the headlines, we're gonna be talking about My Bits Don't Suck contest and a little contest on Screw Attack. And we have a special guest. Yes, you've seen the logo. We have Brian the intern, the Screw Attack member, in the interrogation. Just wait for it. We'll end this headlines and then My Bits Don't Suck review, and we'll get to the interrogations. Oh, and I almost forgot. Since this is a podcast for G1s, by G1s, I have to give you this information. That dude in the shades, Jens Otakus, you know him, that guy that reviews anime and all. That dude in the shades will be hosting next Tuesday. That's May 20, I think. Let me check, please. I'm an idiot. Yep. Sorry. That Dude in the Shades is gonna be hosting next Tuesday, May 19, the first ever live question and answer sessions for 91.8 The Fan. If you are a fan of him or want to know more about this guy and all his work with everyone over there and the 91.8 The Fan, just check during his YouTube account for more information. The broadcast will take place at 8 p.m. Eastern on the May 19. So go to 91.8defan.com, check the live broadcast, and just ask the questions and everything. I think it's a good idea. If you're an otaku or really want to know more about the anime industry or something, go and check this live broadcast. So, that dude with the shades, I'll be expecting a good thing on Tuesday. So, Linda, please, load the headlines.
Loading. Please wait.
The headlines.
Thanks for the load. Alright, this is gonna be short. We only have two news to cover. And now they're the most important right now. So, we have first the Take-Two sues over death of Duke Nukem Forever, and looks like we have some leak footage from the slime line of the PS3, the next version of the PlayStation 3. It's gonna be the slime one. Although they denied, but we'll be checking that first. But right now, we have information that Take-Two has sued 3D Realms for canceling Duke Nukem Forever. Now, I've seen leaked footage, but we don't really know if there's gonna be the game or something. They have said that it's gonna be on E3, like a big surprise, but we don't exactly know because, look, this is what happened. When 3D Realms was designing Duke Nukem Forever since 1997, they always was promising the game that it was going to be launched. I know that Forever, this name is just slapped over there, but looks like it's for real, that there's not gonna be a Duke Nukem. So what happened was, the project was terminated on May 6th, and we were just like, damn it, the game is out. But Take-Two is pointing, with lawyers and everything, to Apogee Software, those who created the 3D Realms label in 1994, that they're gonna sue them because, and I quote, constitutionally delayed the completion date of the Duke Nukem Forever, and repeatedly assured Take-Two and the video game community that it was diligently working forward development of the PC version of Duke Nukem Forever. Now, the lawsuit over here really saying, why the hell Take-Two is suing them? He didn't have something with them. Well, they acquired about $12,000 in rights and publishment rights on the year 2000. Now, getting the rights and everything, it's another thing. You're getting the rights of a game, but after 14 years of development or more, and it gets canceled, obviously you're screwed. And you have to start making the legal stuff. So this is the big news with Take-Two that is suing 3D Realms because they canceled Duke Nukem because of fraud over here. It's very interesting, but it looks like that the sue is real, and well, it looks like the Duke Nukem is not completed. So what are we gonna get on E3? I don't know, maybe someone will buy the franchise or something. Who knows? But that's what happens. Okay, let's pass to the next one. There's been some leaked footage for the Slimline PS3 pictures. For this PS3 line. The thing is, Sony said that there was not going to be another PS3 version, only the big one. But some leaked footage from a factory show us the top part of the PS3, the new slime one. So we don't really know if this is true or it's just some makeup from somebody, but looking for the pictures, they really look, well, it looks like real, but who knows, anyone could do that. So this is just I will be posting the links and everything for the pictures. So it's very interesting, and that's it for the headlines, everyone here. Just a little recap: Take-Two demands the creators of Duke Nukem because canceling Duke Nukem Forever, and we have a little leak on the, we don't know if it's true or not, a leak footage of the new PS3 slime version. We don't know if it's true, but we just get the news. Now, moving on, let's talk about something important. My Beats Don't Suck contest from Screw Attack.
Loading. Please wait.
It's the second week of the contest, and we already have one winner. Well, from the quarterfinals. The first week was Killaboy 3000 versus the other castle. And for saying something, I think Killaboy does deserve the win. The other castle has a new solid project, was making trailers, real trailers from games But I think they needed to check more the comms. The Pac-Man one is great, but I don't know, it wasn't so interesting for me. On the other hand, Killaboy, I really like, maybe it was the most random thing you could see, but I really like the stop motion and the other animation it had, so there's more, like a little more effort over there too. So in my opinion, Killaboy really deserved that win. This week, we have the Game Over Tinker versus Rockumentary. Now, for you people who doesn't know about these two shows, the Game Over Tinker always takes a subject and goes deep into it with real facts and real opinions, and you know, practically talks about the theme in a way that we can understand it, and it's a really entertaining one. And I think we really need someone like him, because it's really interesting most of the subjects. Some are like the submitted one was, for example, racism. And racism is a stupid thing that we don't have to keep carrying right now. It's something stupid, and it's even affecting the video game world. So how he talk about racism taking over the video games and practically the culture and society, how it's affecting the gameplay on it. So it's an interesting thing, and you have to check more on the Game Over Thinker. He really have potential with the show, and I really like how he talks and all about making investigations, showing the facts and opinions about it, and that's a good rant about something. Now, Rockumentary, we have an old face over here. Jared from Nametags is starring on this new show. Now, the point is, it's not that Rockumentary is a good show. It's funny, and I really enjoyed seeing it. Jared and the other ones have an amazing acting. But I don't know, I think it's gonna be like so monotonous. On time, maybe it gets monotonous, that it's gonna lose its touch. I'm not saying it's gonna lose it or something, but it could happen. And it's a good show and everything, but if they keep making the same formula and don't mix it and change it and make it more for our tastes, maybe it's gonna become more monotonous. Maybe for me, it's my opinion, obviously, but maybe for other ones it's just hilarious. It's funny, and I really like how Jared acted over there with the other people. And we even saw his evil side over there. So the point is over here that please don't vote on faces. It's just it's a contest. Really check who is the real feature that should be posted and should win this quarterfinals. So guys, review again before voting and check. It's because they're two great shows. I must admit that. But on the other side, we need someone to rant on some topics and inform us more about the topic in question. Knowledge is all. That's all I'm saying. Moving on. Next week, we're gonna have Psycho Taku versus a mystery guest. Now, Psycho Taku is an interesting submission. Unfortunately, I don't have more information about it. I don't know if it's gonna be just a ranting, reviewing, or just a parody or of some show or something. It's interesting that making it on an Asian way. I don't know if it's Japanese or Chinese, sorry, I'm ignorant on that subject. But it's gonna be interesting to see the show. Now, the mystery guest, I heard there was a dropout. I don't remember who dropped out from there, and I don't know why, but it's a shame. Maybe because of personal problems or something. Anyway, to whoever has dropped out, I only congratulate you for getting to the finals, but I'm sorry for whatever happened to you. But anyway, we have to wait until that week to see who the hell is gonna be against Psychotech. Moving on to the last week, we have Tekkoman versus Sock Puppets. Tekkoman is really funny, really fluid animation. In between the storyline, we have the reviews and some crazy facts about games. Like for example, like they show on the trailer, it was like the fact that there's like a Corpine Sonic thing over there, and it happens like Sonic. If you touch one time, he can die and lose the rings and or die. And it's funny. It's a little fact. I wish to see more about, and I've seen more of his episodes, and it's a little cool animation. The other show, it's even a very interesting one, and I think I haven't seen something like that. It's Sock Puppets. Maybe it's gonna make something, how can I say it? Similar to Takemon, showing some of the bad things of a game, and practically use it for parody. Sorry. And they're using Sock Puppets. What the hell? It's funny. I really found it funny and interesting. A really brilliant idea and a very funny one. So, those are like a little review on the games on the current, past, and next shows that we're gonna be seeing on the My Beats Don't Suck contest. Right now we have Killaboy winning in the first week. Right now we have the Game Over Tinker versus Rockumentary. Until Monday we'll be seeing the results, and I think maybe Rockumentary is gonna win because people will be seeing voting on face. Sorry, it's my opinion, but it's true. Next week we're gonna have Psychotaku versus the Mystery Guest. No more comments about it. Psychotaku, I don't know exactly what he's gonna do. It looks an interesting show, but with the Mystery Guest over there and the dropout, we don't really know until to which he's gonna be fighting. It's an interesting thing, but we have to see it until next week. And we have Takuman versus Sock Puppets. So you really like the animation on Flash and everything on Takuman and how he reviews and everything. It's good. It's a good show and I really like it too. And we have Sock Puppets too. It's a very interesting idea. It could be developed on time, but we have to see more to check how the show is going to be developed. So this is a little review I made for all of you. So think about it both. And just we can only continue. We're gonna have a little break over here, and we're gonna go with Brian, who's waiting for us. So stay tuned. See you right now on the interrogation.
This week on Side Scrollers,
that takes place outside and it's raining, and it's the first map that has natural elements to it, so it's going to be raining, and it's you're actually outside next to a submarine that's docked. Mm-hmm. So it should be very nice. The third map, I don't remember what it's mm-hmm. about right now, but I can tell you about those maps all you want.
Tell me about that third one.
It's going to be a good one, and I think you should buy it in June.
You know what the secret
are there ray guns in the third map?
Absolutely, there's ray guns in the third map.
You know what the
no, there's not.
The secret it's only weapon Nazi should zombies. Be in the zombie map?
No.
Bunnies.
See, I think so too.
Yeah.
Editor's note, at this point in the interview, I actually did suggest bunnies to take place and kill the Imperial zombies.
Second editor's note, Craig kind of told me the story, and I've just been using this stuff.
Third editor's note, I have no fucking clue what's going on right now, because I was in Chicago. So my question is there a song out there that brightens your day, no matter what?
A song?
Mm-hmm.
Song out there that makes you feel good no matter what.
You just hear it, and you just can't help but smile.
Nope.
Really?
Butterfly
no
in the
what.
Sky. I can fly twice as high. Take a look.
It's in a book.
Reading Rainbow.
I can't. What is it?
Can do anything.
Just take a look. It's in a book. It's Reading Rainbow. That song will do it to me anytime. I love it.
LeVar Burton. He's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's the host.
Yep.
That song would cheer you up on the worst day of your life.
For sure.
Okay.
Rainbow song? Come on, that's the coolest song.
That is awesome. That is awesome. That beats my pick totally.
What
was yours?
You're gonna laugh at me. It's Kate by Ben Folds Five.
Oh god.
Reading Rainbow.
Don't miss the nut crunching fun. Go to www.screwattack.com and check for side scrollers only on Screw Attack.
We stalk you, we research, we capture you, and look at your darkest secrets. So sit down and listen. This is The Interrogation.
Hello, everyone, this is The Interrogation, and today we have a special guest from Screw Attack, one of the Screw Attack crew. And we have Brian the intern. So, Brian, how you been, buddy?
Doing all right. It's kind of a slow day here in the office. How are you doing? How are you, man?
Kind of full. Just had lunch.
Gotcha. Same here. Just got back from some Burger King. Great fast food stuff.
We have Burger King over here in Colombia too, but it sucks.
Not the same taste.
Really, believe me, not the same thing. So what I'm going to do right now is sit you in the chair and interrogate you until we get what we want. So please,
hell, let's do it.
Don't piss in your pants.
I'll try not to.
All right, so first of all, what's your real name and where are you from?
Real name, it's Brian Baker, and I am originally from Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas?
Yeah, it's about a few hours south of Dallas.
Okay. How did you find Screw Attack, and how you became an intern?
Well, like, how did I first, like, see him on the internet, or how do you mean that?
Everything. So, before knowing Screw Attack has a website, and applying has an intern.
Well, everything, okay. I found him just kind of roaming GT one day. I saw the top 10s, and I watched several of them. I really liked them. And I came over to the site and saw everything else. And last summer, I was looking for an internship for this, for something, you know, fill some class credit, fill some hours. And on the board of internships, there was one for Screw Attack. So I shot Craig an email, and I came down and interviewed. And the first thing I saw when I came in was Jose. I had no idea how tall he actually is. The guy's massive, like when you first meet him.
I'll see him on NSGC, and I'll believe you.
Yeah, he's a big guy. But, like, I saw him. When I came in, it was only him and Craig in the office. And so I came and met him, talked to Craig for half an hour or so. He's kind of compared stories, talked about what it would be, and kind of got the job then and there. When I left, I had an internship.
Wow, awesome. Did they need some work or something? Like, you made videos or something before? Or?
No, I think it was just kind of keeping with, we've got jobs that an intern could do, so we want an intern, and I happened to answer the wanted ad.
Well, good, Dad. So, well, you're just new over here. We've been seeing you on a Screw Attack and all in the videos and one time in the podcast. So, But before appearing on the Screw Attack videos, what was or is your job in the Screw Attack?
Well, for like, I had all kind of the intern crap jobs. The first thing Craig had me do was update the Angry Video Game Nerd fan art. I had to do that each week, and that's mind-numbing, to say the least. It's sitting there loading picture after picture.
Oh, my God.
And besides that, I remember I had to drive out to Fort Worth, which is 40 minutes to an hour away, to go pick up merch. I got sent to Grapevine to go put up flyers for Iron Man last summer. I really got handed kind of all the grunt work. And then in July, I guess I earned my way up to working on a video. And one day Craig said, hey, write a VGV. And that was Final Fight.
What? I remember that one. Yeah.
Like, I wrote that over a weekend, came back in, and he said, you know, he was cool with the scripts, and it just took off from there. And I've been doing VGVs for coming up on a year in July, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Well, you've been doing a great job over here in Screw Attack.
Thank you.
It's been awesome. So, have you gone with the crew to conventions when they cover them, like before, or you just stay at the HQ guarding it so no one gets inside?
We got locks and security dogs for that. But no, like with my work schedule and my class schedule, I'm really like not able to go on to convention trips. Like, besides working at Screw Attack, I have a job on campus, which is I work on the weekends. Uh-huh. And then also, I work with the university TV station, North Texas TV, and we have broadcasts of sports Saturdays and Sundays, and it usually fell that on, like, con weekends, I had something. Like, IckyCon back in February, they went to Austin, and I really wanted to go home, but I had work and NTTV, so I had to stay up here.
Oh, guarding with the dogs.
Yeah, unfortunate circumstances.
But in the future, maybe you will have the time or something to go with them, I imagine, or...
I'd like to. Like, I'd really love to go to some of the stuff this summer, like E3 or Comic-Con or PAX or wherever we go. I'd like to be there.
Yeah, not just the tripod for the camera, no?
Yeah.
Of course. during your stay, we're working on ScrewAttack. Has something really funny or random happened to you?
There was the Destined trash door, which has been told several times. I always find it really funny.
He was looking like for the chicken or something in the trash can?
Yeah, like he thought we had grabbed his leftover Chinese food, so when we took out the trash, he like bolted out there for it to the dumpster. he almost hopped yet. I think he stopped just short of that.
Oh my god.
What else has there been? Let's see.
I don't know.
There's been stuff where, like, I've read comments on the forums about VGVs that have made me laugh. Like, for the Lion King VGV back in September of last year.
Yep.
There's a comment from Rue of Scotland, I think it was. And he was saying that he was watching that VGV in class. Like, he was sitting in his lecture watching Lion King. And at one point it made him laugh really hard. And needless to say, his professor was not amused.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's the danger you run when seeing ScrewAttack on a class.
I caused trouble.
Yeah. Bad, Brian. Bad. Don't do it. No. Keep doing it, please.
It's too late. It's already happened.
No, keep doing your job. That's what we like. So, we've been knowing more about you, but, well, ScrewAttack, video games. What is your video game preference?
I play a lot of, like, FPS stuff, I guess, like that. But I really like, on the arcade, playing, like, the Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah.
Playing, like, the beat-em-ups and the shmups. Like, some of my favorite stuff, it's, like, Metal Slug, Aero Fighters, Final Fight.
Uh-huh.
Like, I've been meaning to get back into playing Castle Crashers. Because it's really fun and it's like one of my favorite genres.
I need to play that game. Just
it's worth it, man.
It's worth it.
Hey, Brian!
It's worth a buy. Yes, Brian, Ben?
Aren't you supposed to be taking out the trash right now?
Refill his drink. It's empty.
My drink's empty.
You know, interns over there, guys.
It's empty.
Interns over there.
I want a pizza. Order me a pizza.
Order this.
Pepperonis.
Yeah, no.
We want a pizza. Wait! What are you doing right now?
I'm trying to talk to Hybrid Ray. We're doing an interview for this podcast.
Taking out the trash right now, getting the pizza.
Trash can wait. You know, talk to the real intern. Talk to Byron over there.
Yeah, isn't he his job?
Byron.
Right.
You like Byron.
Intern, freelancer.
No,
get it right.
Brian the intern.
Get it right.
You're
Hybrid. Oh, I'm sorry, man. These guys are just being rude and jerks. And, yeah, I'm talking to Hybrid
here.
Up?
What's going on?
Hey, everyone.
The first podcast.
Bang, bang.
Hey,
no
wang
bang.
Okay, fine. Well, it's myself.
Oh, cry about it, Ben.
Okay.
Go play the wrist violin.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Nick.
Okay, that's gold.
All right, they've left. They've left. Peace has returned.
Yeah. Okay. Let me please laugh a little bit.
go laugh all you want,
okay,
man.
Hey, that was so random and funny. That's why I love you guys.
We try.
So anyone, crew, anyone, if you're hearing this, you're just that funny.
Oh, they've already left.
I think it was Byron's job to do that, not Brian. Byron,
yeah.
Brian. Byron, Brian. Get it right.
Like the confusion set in already.
Oh yeah. Damn. And I was thinking that everyone was going to something like when Dustin came in the first time on the ScrewAttack. Hey Dustin, hey Devin. I was thinking like they're gonna confuse Brian, but no, it's a ScrewAttack who's confusing now Brian.
That
what
may
kind
happen
of job is that? Okay.
I could make a good clip.
Like a what?
That could make a good clip of the week, but we'll have to wait and see if what happens with that.
Haven't you seen my top 22 clip of the week moments?
Yeah, we watched that this morning, actually. Watched part of it.
Oh, yeah? What'd they say?
I said it was a solid list.
Yeah,
they liked it.
It's my it's my list, so...
It's your opinion.
Yeah, it's my opinion. And besides, the clip of the week is something I have to see every Saturday. No matter what, even if I'm in jail, I will escape to an internet and see the damn thing. And later come back to jail. That's all. All right. Okay, let's continue with this. All right. What are your expectations for SGC?
Oh man, for SGC, like I've never actually been to any sort of con like this, but the way I hear Craig talk about it and the amount of stuff he has in there, I'm excited for it. Like, I'm really anxious to see how it goes down.
There's like secret stuff that we don't even know, so they're classified. You can't tell us anything. I imagine.
I think everything
has been already.
That's like
set.
Not to like let you down, but yeah, like I think everything that's there is on the is on sgconvention.com. I mean, Craig's got a lot of stuff lined up for it, and I mean, he's been going when he goes to other conventions. He's been, you know, pulling ideas from those. So I think
I've heard
a real solid con.
Yeah. I have heard that every convention he goes and checks like the good stuff, and it's like.
Mm-hmm.
I know it sounds redundant, but SGC is going to be like a hybrid of all those conventions.
In some way, yeah. Taking the best of all cons that that ScrewAttack's been to, make them our own.
Okay, cool. Has a game ever influenced you to make something in real life? Like, for example, I'm a fan of Metal Gear Solid 2, and finishing the game, it was on the Federal Hall. I was so hooked to that ending that I literally love my mom and dad because they have to stand my cry and everything. And we actually spent a day looking for the Federal Hall in New York, and we found everything. So damn, I'm like, if I think that if you're a fan of Metal Gear, you have to go at least to the landmarks that they're showing the games. So something, I mean, something like that has happened to you. I mean, not that serious, but. Has something like that happened?
Nothing like that, but I've used video games in several presentations before. Like, I had to do one for a computer class about a program we had used. I did about, like, this really awful Microsoft Office tutorial program.
Uh-huh.
It was called Sam. So the project was called I Hate Sam. And at the end, it was like, here's what I want to do to Sam. And I had footage from God Hand, Godfather, and Mercenaries being like, here's what I do to the people who made Sam and everyone involved in it.
You will kill them, turn into pieces.
And blow them up.
Nice. So, well, let's keep this up. Do you have any different hobbies besides video games?
Oh, well, I've grown up around music. Like, both my parents are musicians.
Oh, really?
So I've always, like, played something my whole life. I started on piano, moved to trombone in middle school, and I've got a bass guitar now, so... Like, I'm not, like, good, but I like to mess around.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of cool. I was thinking, like, oh, no, any other thing but that. That's great. Okay, last question of the interrogation, and you might be free.
All right.
Okay. As a kid, what defined you as a gamer?
I think what defined me as a gamer, I think it was really just, like, the passion for gaming. There were summers where I went over to my friend's house, and we'd play Genesis from sunup to sundown. Then there'd be days, you know, I'd spend the night, and then we'd play, you know, into the morning. It was just kind of living it and loving it. Talking about it every moment of the day, had subscriptions to all the magazines, and just really kind of immersing myself in it.
Yeah, over here it's like almost the same. I think the gaming thing and everything is on every country is like the same. Over here, it was harder to get the magazines, and they're very expensive. Over here, like, it costs like three times dollars, so yeah, exportations and everything sucks balls.
Yeah.
So what we had to do was, like, and even before the internet or everything, we have over here one that is called Club Nintendo. It's like a Nintendo Power, but it's made on Mexico, and it's imported over here, but they stopped sending those magazines over here in Colombia. And I was going to do like something like they do with the Nintendo Power in the podcast like a few months ago that they talk about Nintendo Power. I was going to talk about Club Nintendo one of my videos, but I do have a lot of magazines of those. But I wanted to have the last one and show you like the changes they made and everything. So I might be doing it with the old ones just, but suck balls.
Cool.
Yeah. So, Brian, really appreciate you two having you here as the first guest.
Well, thank you for having me.
Guest over here. We have G1s before everything, but I really appreciate your work and having you here
thank
at the
you.
Podcast.
It's my pleasure to be here, man.
And yeah, I appreciate everyone at Screw Attack for ruining it. No, I'm kidding. For having you in a little brief moment, confusing Brian with Biden. No, I'm just kidding. So, thank you, Brian. Do you have anything to say?
Thank you for having me. Everyone who's listening, hope to see you at SGC. Gonna be tons of fun. See you there. Take it easy.
All right, so everyone, thanks for being here in the interrogation. Remember to check always the podcast, and we'll be seeing you later on. Brian, see you later.
Later, man.
Wow, it's been an awesome podcast this week, don't you think, Linda?
Yes, it was very interesting.
That's right. So, right now we're gonna leave, but unfortunately, we have to break the series, but this week, we won't have music.
What? Are you crazy? Did your brain overload or what?
No. The thing is, it's been like a 40 minutes thing. I really like long podcasts, but people get tired and everything.
People get tired?
Well, yes, people will get tired. So, what we're gonna do right now is a little announcement. Remember you that dude with in the shades will be making on Tuesday, May 19. He is a live broadcast of questions and answers. So, fans, everyone, go and check it. Remember that G1 Spacer released his album, Games.Rock. So, I'll be posting the links and everything. So, you can download his album if you haven't seen it and hear it or anything.
Lol. Humans can't see sound, you meat popsicle.
Shut up.
Lol.
So, anyway. And last thing, what was I gonna say?
The interrogation?
Oh yeah, the interrogation. We'll be having, I hope, the whole crew over here at the interrogation. It's gonna be great. The thing is, I wanna get the people, the interrogation, interrogate the whole crew before going to SGC. The thing is, we have less than 4 weeks before I go. Yeah, I know it's on July SGC, but the thing is, I have to go, and so you, Linda, you'll be the only one over here making the podcast.
That's my job. It's going to be my podcast, bitches.
Yes, I know. And I don't know if I'm gonna have a computer over there when I was staying on SGC and over there in New York with my family. So maybe we'll be on hiatus during those months. But I would like to have like the whole interrogation with the rest of the crew. So if anyone wants to know something about them before the convention, they check my podcast and just enjoy it. Don't you think?
That's right. Because we live for entertaining you.
Oh yeah, I know. So, right now, I just want to announce a last thing over here. I'm still looking for G1s that want to submit their music. Yes, I have a lot of G1s right now, but I want more people over here. I know there are a lot of talented G1s that make music or that just want to help with the podcast. I have a few ones, but they disappeared.
The G1s who create music are alive. Jose ate the other ones.
No, Jose didn't eat them. I mean, they contacted me and told me that they were going to make a little segment for this. So, guys, where's the segments? This is a podcast made by G1s for G1s. So, again, if you want to submit something, just contact me, make it, and send it to me. If you want my mail, I'll PM you, private message you my mail, and that's it. So, right now, we'll be leaving, guys. Thanks for everything, for enjoying the interrogation, and today we were Hyperbrain and always Linda.
It was a pleasure. Want some cake?
What did I tell you?
Oh, come on. It has cherries. XD.
Okay, I want cake.
Yes, I has power.
So guys, thanks for enjoying the podcast. See you next time.
Thanks for tuning in for the podcast. Join us next week for more awesome music. Shutting down.